The Council of Europe last week released a report criticizing the Czech Republic for the way it treats people with mental disabilities. The criticism targeting the living conditions and rights of this most vulnerable segment of the population is not the first of its kind. The Czech authorities have previously come under fire for using caged beds in mental institutions. On a fact-finding visit to the Czech Republic, Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights Niels Muschnicks went further, arguing that many of the patients in mental institutions could be living a more dignified life outside of these walls. Daniela Lazarová has more in this week's edition of Panorama.
On a four-day visit to the Czech Republic, Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights Niels Muschnicks visited several psychiatric institutions and talked to both employees and inmates. In a report issued last week, he expressed concern regarding the high number of people who are placed in psychiatric institutions, approximately 60,000, and the fact that more than 30,000 of them have been totally or partially deprived of their legal capacity and placed under guardianship.
I am concerned, of course, that you still have very large psychiatric institutions where people are staying, and this is not good. This is not in line with international human rights standards.
The Czech authorities admit the country has a problem and say steps are being taken to correct the situation. I called the government's human rights commissioner, Monika Šimunková, to find out how she views the report and whether it reflects the present state of affairs.
Personally, I believe that the commissioner's description of the situation in the field of disabled people in the Czech Republic is relatively objective. We spoke to Mr. Muschnicks last year when he visited the Czech Republic, and we tried to speak very honestly about the situation. So we are fully aware of the problems he points out in the report, and we strive to resolve them. However, these matters cannot be resolved immediately. It's a lengthy process.
Well, can you explain how come the number of people who are placed in psychiatric institutions is so high?
Yeah, I would like to say that the number of people placed in institutions stated in the report are real. But, however, we have to take in account that this high number of people placed in the institutions is the result of past attitude, especially before 1989. These days, the Social Services Act since 2007 clearly established the right of option. That means that person with disabilities can choose for himself, herself, whether he or she wants to use field services or institutional facilities.
But is there an adequate support network to help the people who choose to live a more dignified life, say, in their own homes?
We still have to work on it, of course. The Czech Republic is committed to the principle of deinstitutionalization. We are making, especially the Ministry for Social Affairs and Labor, is making steps to ensure that as many people who choose it can stay in their natural home environment as long as possible. The process of rebuilding the large institutional facilities into smaller community-based facilities is also underway.
If you were to say, what are you lacking now? What are you lacking most? Is it finances? Is it experts?
I can't speak exactly on behalf of Minister for Social Affairs, but I think that we really need more finances for it, that there is an economic not such a good situation at the moment. That's a reason why this transformation process got a little bit slower than we expected. But we still have to say that there is a decreasing number of people being in institutional care. And we have to think about it that such a transformation process in other countries lasted more than 20 years.
The problem does not only concern the high number of people placed in mental institutions. Each year, around 2,000 people are deprived of their legal capacity and placed under guardianship. In some cases, the courts reach this decision without actually seeing the person in question, simply on the grounds of medical records presented and the recommendation of specialists. Consequently, it happens that people with mild intellectual disabilities and people with severe disabilities are treated alike. Few are in a position to raise their voice in protest. In 2009, the Constitutional Court first expressed serious concern with regard to the institution and how it was used. According to the court ruling, the practice of depriving people of their legal capacity, as it is applied in its present form, is a constitutionally problematic instrument and a relic of the past, incompatible with the principles of democracy and human rights the country has embraced. It dealt with the issue on the grounds of a complaint from a 58-year-old woman who had been under full legal guardianship for 27 years of her life, despite being able to carry out daily tasks of a more complex nature. Despite repeated appeals, the courts refused to change her legal status. In 2007, a court partially restored her legal capacity, but only to the extent that she was able to handle a small amount of money. The case then went to the Constitutional Court, which in 2009 ruled that the previous court rulings had violated Articles 5 and 10 of the Chapter of Fundamental Rights and Basic Freedoms. After 27 years in captivity, the woman got an important part of her life back under control. In 2010, the Constitutional Court issued another groundbreaking verdict in favour of a man with a mild mental disability who complained that he was not allowed to vote in elections. The court ruled that stripping a person of the right to manage their legal affairs should not automatically imply that they would lose the right to vote. The ruling set an important precedent. Despite these verdicts, courts are sometimes slow in changing adopted practices. Yaroslav Chervenka has been under full guardianship for years. He says that although he still lives at home, his freedom is severely restricted.
As a person under guardianship, you have no rights whatsoever. I'm allowed to live here in my own flat, which is nice, but I can't go to the theatre, for instance, and although I'd love to go swimming, I can't do that either.
A new civil code due to go into effect next year should finally effect a radical change in this respect. Monika Shimunkova explains.
I have to say that from the human rights point, the new civil code brings really fundamental changes. When it enters into force, I hope on 1st January 2014, it will abolish the institute of full deprivation of legal capacity. According to the new civil code, a person could be partially deprived of his or her legal capacity only by court's decision based on expert opinion. So reform of the civil law also envisages the institute of assisted decision-making, which means the provision of assistance and advice to those who are limited in legal capacity. So the institution of deprivation of legal capacity will be abolished, and I think that's really a good issue.
The general public knows little about the twilight world within the walls of psychiatric hospitals. Under communism, the subject was taboo, and in the past 20 years, not much has been written about the problem outside medical journals. Petr Třešňák, a reporter from the weekly Respekt, is a rare exception. He entered the gates of the Bohnice psychiatric hospital to bring readers a powerful story of life within, a report on the case of a patient heading for complete isolation and a caregiver who saved his life by realizing in time that the man who was labeled aggressively antisocial was in fact desperately craving human contact. The report won the 2012 European Journalist Award in the health category.